Welcome to the Beginner Guitar Academy podcast, a podcast where we provide tips and tricks to take the confusion out of learning to play guitar. Beginner Guitar Academy is a fast-growing online guitar school taking you from complete beginner to well-rounded guitarist. So are you ready for your next guitar lesson?
I'm ready.
I'm ready.
I'm ready.
Here's your host, Amazon best-selling author of the book Learn to Play Electric Guitar, Paul Andrews.
Hey everyone, and welcome back to the Beginner Guitar Academy podcast. I'm your host, Paul Andrews, and you're listening to week two of our British Guitar Music Series. If you missed last week's episode, we kick things off with the swinging 60s, talking about the British invasion bands like the Beatles, the Rolling Stones, the Who, and the Kinks, and how they transformed guitar music forever. This week, we're heading into the glorious 1970s, a decade of stadium rock, iconic guitar heroes, and the birth of heavy metal. But before we dive into that, I do have a little bit of beginner guitar community news for you. I've added three riffs into the Academy this week, all from last week's episode. And the first one is Paint It Black by the Rolling Stones. And that's a really cool little riff. Good for your picking, because you're string skipping. He picks a lot of D string and then top E string. Then ends with a flurry of hammer-ons and pull-offs, so good to kind of also build up your finger strength with that one. Also did Substitute by The Who. Now that is a really cool little riff using slash chords, move around the top three strings. It's quite quick, but it sounds really, really good. And then finally, we've got All Day and All of the Night by The Kinks. This is a really cool one for power chords. I use this a lot when I'm teaching power chords because it's just on string six, just moving up and down string six. One shape really gets used to holding those fingers in position and moving around. So all three of those are in the Academy right now for you guys. So check them out in the riff section. I'd love to know how you find the new format. So I thought I'd mix things up a little bit with these three riffs. So how I've basically arranged it is I talk about the riff a little bit. Then I do a playthrough so you can actually hear it. Then I do the riff breakdown where I go through obviously the techniques. I break down the rhythm and the notes that you're playing. And then at the end, I finish with some practice speeds. So 80% of the speed, 90%, and then full speed. So we're playing together. You've got a scrolling tab on screen so you can see what you should be doing. I'd love to know what you think about this new format. So yeah, let me know guys in the community how you find it. And yeah. I think it's pretty cool. It took me ages to do, so hopefully it was worth it. Obviously, let me know. But it literally took me hours to do this stuff. This was painstaking, syncing up all the tab, and oh, it just took forever. So hopefully you do enjoy it. Hopefully it's made it a little bit easier to learn these riffs. But yeah, let me know. I'd love to find out. So guys, now we've got all of the news out of the way. Let's dive into this week's episode, 1970s Rock Legends and the Birth of British Metal. All right, so let's start with the rise of stadium rock. So 1970s saw British bands take over massive arenas and create what we now think of as classic rock. The guitar became larger than life, and so did the guitarist. So first up, Led Zeppelin. Now, Led Zeppelin were the king of the riff, and the heart of it all was Jimmy Page. He's a mastermind behind legendary riffs like Hold Our Love, which is such a simple but powerful riff that beginners can learn, and you'll find that actually in the riff section over at Beginner Guitar Academy. Page used alternate tunings, bowed guitar, and lots of layering in the studio, which means recording guitars on top of guitars, so you have these really big, interesting kind of soundscapes or big guitar sounds. It was a real game changer for what you could do with the guitar. Next, we have Queen, and when we talk about Queen, we have to mention the guitarist Brian May. He's famous for his unique tone, partly thanks to his homemade Red Special guitar, and they use a coin instead of a traditional pick. So if you've ever used a really thick pick, you'll know it's not very forgiving. There's no movement. He uses an English sixpence coin. So a very unique tone using one of those. And you can check out that in songs like Bohemian Rhapsody or Time Other Down. You'll hear how he creates those lush guitar harmonies and orchestral textures. Such a massive sound from just one guitar player. And of course, there's Pink Floyd. And Dave Gilmour is one of my all-time favorite players. He's proof that it's not all about speed. And he's definitely from the school of the right notes in the right place. So listen to the solo of Comfortably Numb. It's all about phrasing, bends, and emotion. And you can really learn a lot from Gilmour, where he focuses on making every note count. So the key takeaways here is the 70s took the Guitar Hero idea to new heights, with massive riffs, soaring solos, and stadium-filling soundscapes. So next up, let's talk about something really exciting, the birth of British heavy metal. In the early 70s, a few British bands started to take rock and make it heavier, darker, and more powerful. And one of the biggest pioneers was Black Sabbath. And Tony Iommi, their guitarist, is basically the godfather of metal riffs. He famously lost the tips of his fingers in an industrial incident, but instead of giving up, he made prosthetic fingertips from washing up liquid bottles and tuned his guitar down to make bending a bit easier. And that lower tuning gave Sabbath their dark, heavy sound. Songs like Paranoid and Iron Man are classics. And if you want to take your playing to the next level, definitely check those out. Paranoid, I have a song study for that in the song section of Beginning Guitar Academy. And you'll find Iron Man in the riff section. Also, speaking about Black Sabbath, they just played their final show. So it was on July the 5th, 2025 in Villa Park in Aston Villa, Birmingham. It was very near where the band formed back in 1968. And this show was a really who's who of metal bands. On the bill was Metallica, Guns N' Roses, Slayer, Tool, Pantera, Alice in Chains, Lamb of God, Rival Sons. And the musical director was actually Tom Morello. It was an amazing gig. I watched the live stream. It was sold out. You couldn't get tickets. But they were doing it so you could buy the live stream. And it was about 8-9 hours long. I can't remember how long it was now, but it was really, really good. And hats off to Ozzy Osbourne being 76 with Parkinson's. And he sung his, self-titled Ozzy Osbourne stuff. He sung his Black Sabbath. Didn't do too many songs, but obviously we'll let him off that. But it was great to hear him. And I think he did an amazing job. So if you can, definitely go and check out on YouTube. I'm sure people have uploaded, the live stream and parts of it on there. So yeah, definitely worth checking out. It was a fantastic gig, especially if you like heavy metal. So let's continue through the 1970s. And next up, we've got Deep Purple with Ritchie Blackmore. He brought a classical influence to rock. Listen to the main riff of Smoke on the Water. It's one of the most famous guitar riff of all time, and it's kind of the must know for guitar players. You have to know that riff if you are a guitar player. And finally, towards the end of the 70s, bands like Judas Priest come on the scene. They're pushing the genre even further, adding twin guitar harmonies and that high energy metal sound that paved the way for the 80s. So the UK gave the world the blueprint for metal: heavy riffs, power chords, palm muting, and attitude. And the great thing for you as a beginner is metal riffs are often built on simple power chords. They're super fun to play and sound impressive, even if you're just starting out. And if you want to check out some metal riffs, go to the workshop section on Beginner Guitar Academy and actually have a workshop there. Learn to play 5 awesome metal riffs. And in that workshop, you will learn Black Sabbath by Black Sabbath, Symphony of Destruction by Megadeth, Walk by Pantera, The Trooper by Iron Maiden, and Raining Blood by Slayer. Go and check it out, guys. Back tracks all in there, all the music and stuff as well for you. And so you'll find that in the workshop section. So what did the 1970s leave us with? Well, a lot. The 70s gave us the idea of the guitar hero, the big stage, the massive solo, the powerful riffs, and it pushed guitarists to experiment with effects, multi-tracking, and new sounds. Many of the techniques that you're learning right now, like power chords, bending, hammer-ons, pull-offs, were staples of 1970s rock and metal. And it's amazing to think how these sounds still shape guitar music today. You know, whether it's classic rock, modern metal, even pop music, they all borrow all of those sort of fundamentals. So the main thing here is, don't be intimidated by big names. Don't be intimidated by these riffs. Like we always say, start slow, build up slowly, especially some of the techniques as well. If power chords new to you, I have a power chord workshop. Go and check out the workshop section. Bending, hammer-ons, pull-offs. If all those are new to you, I've got a bending workshop. I've got hammer-ons and pull-offs in the quick tip section as well. Basically, everything you need to play guitar, obviously, but everything you need to really get going with this sort of genre of music too. So let's give you a little bit of riff homework for this week. So the first riff I recommend, Smoke on the Water by Deep Purple. It's simple, iconic, and perfect for beginners. You can play it just on one string, on the D string, 035, 0365, 03530. You can then double the string, so you bring the G string underneath that. You can use two fingers to play it, then you can bar it. And this is what I normally do with Smoke on the Water. You have these different layers, so different levels of this riff and making it obviously progressively harder. You'll find that in the Academy, guys. We do that in level 1 of our course. If you haven't reached that, that is on its way. Next, Iron Man by Black Sabbath. Slow, doomy, and super fun to play. That is also in the Academy. Great for your power chords. Just goes along the A string, so a fifth string root power chord. Just an awesome riff. And finally, Time of a Down by Queen. A great power chord workout. Now, Time of Doubt, I don't have in the Academy, so that's going to be the song I'll be releasing this week. So definitely keep an eye out for that, guys. And remember, you can find all of these on our special British Music Spotify playlist. So a link to that is in the show notes if you go to bgapodcast.com/242. And 242 is just the numbers. And for beginner guitar members, the community question this week is, which 1970 British rock or metal guitarist inspires you the most? Is it Jimmy Page's riffs, Brian May's harmonies, Tony Iommi's crushing power chords? I'd love to know. So head over to the community. You'll see that pinned to the top there. And let's have a little discussion about what makes 1970s rock super awesome. So guys, that is it for week two of our British guitar music series. We went from stadium rock legends to the birth of heavy metal. And I hope it's inspired you to plug in and get riffing. Next week, we're moving into the 1980s. We'll talk about the new wave of British heavy metal, punk, and how British guitar shaped indie and pop sounds too. So make sure you subscribe so you don't miss out on that. And if you enjoyed today's episode, please leave a review. It really helps us to reach more people, more beginner guitar players, and get obviously the podcasts out to more people. And if you're enjoying the series and you want to take your playing further, why not come check out beginnerguitaracademy.com. Inside, you'll find step-by-step lessons, full courses, workshops, and plenty of practice tips to help you master riffs just like the ones that we've talked about today. And plus, you get support from me and the amazing community at Beginner Guitar Academy whenever you need it. So if you're ready to make real progress and take your guitar playing to the next level, head over to beginnerguitaracademy.com and take a $1 trial for 14 days and see if we're the right fit for you. Right, guys, so that is it for me this week. So have a fantastic week. Keep rocking. And I'll chat to you next week for the third episode in our British music series.
Thank you for listening to the Beginner Guitar Academy podcast. We hope you enjoyed today's episode. For more information, updates, or to start your membership today, please visit us at www.beginnerguitaracademy.com. Until next time, take care.